a word for you from Psalm 101, verse 7. No one who practices deceit will dwell in my house. No one who speaks falsely will stand in my presence. God is expressing his nature here and telling us an eternal truth, and it is practical for us today. No one who practices, in other words, no one who is used to the life of being deceitful, and oh, how deceitful sin can be. That is why in another place it says that our hearts are deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can understand it? Evil and deceit go together. Don't you find that if you're enticed by sin, that with it goes deceit, because you want to hide it? That's deceitful. You want to put up a pretense before others? That is deceitful. You want to try and cover your tracks? Well, that's practicing deceit. And God says, no one who practices deceit will dwell in my house. Then it continues to say, no one who speaks falsely will stand in my presence. That speaking falsely might be in public. It might be to another person. That's the obvious meaning here. But it can also mean the speaking falsely in that you're a hypocrite. If we go along with the first part, you're one thing according to what you say, but you're another thing according to what God says about you and what he sees in you. In other words, it's a false speaking by you. And God says, if you speak falsely, even though what you say might be true, but if it's false in that your life doesn't match it, well, God says, you will not stand in his presence. You will be a coward before him. You will cower, literally, and want to run away. But to stand in God's presence means that there is a confidence, a holy assurance in the presence of God. Are you one who wants to flee from God? And if God really comes face to face with you and you want to get him out of your sight, you're afraid of him, he's a terror to you, could it be that you're practicing deceit? You're hiding, you're covering your tracks. Could it be that you're speaking falsely about other people, speaking falsely also about yourself? Well, you need to deal with it thoroughly so that he gives you the assurance to stand in his presence.